El Paso Catholic Bishop joins rally denouncing Trump's immoral immigration policy. By Warner Todd Houston on March 14, 2025. The Catholic Bishop of the El Paso Diocese is joining an anti-Trump protest to denounce the president's immoral immigration policies. El Paso Bishop Mark J. Zeitz said in a statement that he and his staff will be joining a left-wing march and vigil in solidarity with migrants, scheduled for March 24 in the city's San Jacinto Plaza. Zeitz said that he opposes the harsh rhetoric against migrants and noted that bishops from Mexico and Canada will be attending the rally as well. Watch, I would like for you to die leftist freaks out on DOGE supporters. The heart-wrenching pain coursing through our community is real. Indiscriminate immigration enforcement, the denial of due process and the pulling apart of families strike at our community and are grave attacks on human dignity. The threat of mass deportations is untenable and immoral and demands a credible response, the activist priest exclaimed. Zeitz has attacked Donald Trump many times in the past. He is the chair of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Migration and in 2015 testified before a House Judiciary Committee where he accused officials looking to send unaccompanied migrant children back to their homes of not being compassionate. Do not to turn them away or ostracize them. As Americans are compassionate people, we should not turn our backs on these children, he exclaimed during his testimony. Of course, more recently, a main reason so many unaccompanied migrant children suddenly started flooding across the border is because Joe Biden's policies allowed illegal aliens automatic passage into the U.S. if they had a child with them. Biden's policies simply assumed that any group with kids were families, but no effort was made to determine if any of the children being encountered by border officers were actually related to any of the adult migrants. Biden's extremely loose policy spurred human smugglers to place stray children with unaffiliated adults to facilitate their quick entry past Biden's gatekeepers. Watch, Nancy Mace fact-checks Democrats, it is in fact illegal to illegally enter the U.S. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, USCCB, has been on the attack against Trump since he won the presidency last year. Last month, the USCCB sued the Trump administration for cutting off the tidal wave of millions in aid to migrants that was directed by the Biden administration into the church organizational coffers. Several church-affiliated pro-illegals groups have found their massive funding cut by the Trump administration. Both the Catholic Relief Services, CRS, and the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, announced layoffs of employees and cuts in services after their USAID funding was reduced by the Trump administration. KTSM-TV reported that some of the other pro-illegal activists who will participate include Ruben Garcia of Annunciation House, Melissa Lopez of Estrella del Paso, Auxiliary Bishop Anthony Salino of the Diocese of El Paso, the Episcopal Diocese of the Rio Grande, Iglesia Delta, Trinity First United Methodist Church, ABRA, and El Paso Faith. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.